Psalm 139, the psalm for the day. A really neat song. I want to read to you what Wilmington's Bible Handbook says about it. Psalm 139, a great king amazed by a great God. I love that. A great King David amazed by a great God. David praised God because God is omniscient. He knows our thoughts, our words, and our ways. He's omnipresent. His presence is felt in heaven, at the hour of death, in the most remote places, and in the darkest of nights. He's omnipotent. He forms the delicate and complex human body within the mother's womb. David then called on the Lord to apply all his divine qualities to eradicating the ungodly people of the earth. Well, that's not too nice, is it? But David was a man after God's heart. At the same time, he invited divine scrutiny of his own life and asked for God's continued guidance. Wow, that's kind of an all-encompassing psalm, isn't it? Well, we're going to read together. Yeah. From the Message Bible, let's stand and let's say these verses together. They're plucked right out of the middle of the psalm. Verses 17 and 18. Your thoughts, how rare, how beautiful. God, I'll never comprehend them. I couldn't even begin to count them any more than I could count the sand of the sea. Oh, let me rise in the morning and live always with you. Amen. Let us rise in the morning, each yes. morning, and always live with Him. Let's worship Him this morning with hearts filled with adoration for Him, His greatness, in everything that He does and thinks, and all the ways He feels about us. I am so grateful, aren't you, Cease?
I am.
Cease, are you grateful that God loves you and sees you as His beloved?
Amen.
Aren't we all?
Amen. Amen.